Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We're joined by DJ Johnson, founder and owner of Baldwin and Company in New Orleans. It's a bookstore that's actually located at 1030 Elysian Fields, and it's a coffee shop as well. And it has really become to be an intellectual hub for blacks in the city. And DJ's here to talk about an upcoming evening of discussion at Xavier University on November the 15th with Ta-Nehisi Coates and Joy Ann Reed. The event has the potential to impact the community, and they hope to bring about discussions on tough issues that we're facing in this country and around the world. DJ, welcome to the show.
Man, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. It's an honor and it's a pleasure.
So, DJ, your bookstore coffee shop actually has been featured by Condé Nast and has also been talked about in the New York Times. I was reading the backstory on you and the coffee shop, and very interesting as to how you came to be and what this is actually has become years later. Tell us about it.
Oh, man, thanks, man. It's been an honor and a pleasure. The city of New Orleans has just made Baldwin & Company just a global icon. And people in Japan and all over the country, in Europe, in China, that now know about Baldwin & Company. And so much of that is because of the people here in New Orleans that we've been able to become this literary hub of excellence that has inspired and will continue to inspire future generations of writers, thinkers, and leaders. And my journey back was a journey back to take care of my ailing mother. My mother, she fell sick. I was working a corporate job and living in Atlanta and Washington, D.C. And my mom got sick, and I decided to quit my corporate job and move back here to take care of my mom full time. And as she got better, I got bored. And I started really taking the time to look around the city and see where there was a void, where there was a gap, and where I can fill that void and that gap. And one of the things for me with literacy, I've always been an avid reader, and literacy is that key to unlocking the doors of progression, sustainability, opportunity. So for me, I wanted to make sure that I was blazing a path in establishing an institution that could be a beacon of hope and light for people in the city. Because one of the things that we know from statistics is that one of the biggest challenges facing our city is poverty, crime, lack of opportunity. Well, higher literacy rates has been proven to improve community standards, reduce crime, increase property values, elevate academic achievement. So the investment in literacy is a contribution to a new generation of a more literate, informed, and empowered New Orleans.
And, you know, what's interesting is we talk about this a lot. It seems very simplistic, but for whatever reason, in the overall dialogue in this country, it gets real complicated, and it's always mystified me. Your reaction?
On which part has mystified you, so I can better address it?
I mean, as you just pointed out, this literacy thing. I mean, literacy, I think, is the key to all kinds of things. You know, and it just seems as our approach in education, we're constantly fighting back and forth across the aisle, so to speak, about, you know, which is the best course of action. And it just, you know, when you just describe it, it just seems simple. But it just becomes very complicated, right? I mean,
it is. When you think about it, like, so the World Literacy Organization says that as a society, we spend $1.7 trillion on illiteracy. That's how expensive it is to not be able to read, because it puts undue pressure on our healthcare system, pressure on our educational system, pressure on our criminal justice system. So the cost of illiteracy is $1.7 trillion annually. And when you think about it, it's like, man, you know what? If we want to alleviate issues that are plaguing us as a society, all we got to do is get people to read. I even teach people to read, because these individuals can't even read. So currently, right now, 84% of Louisiana students read below grade level. The problem with that...
There it is.
84% Of that 84% that read below grade level, 79% of those individuals will end up incarcerated or on welfare. So when we think about the criminal system, when we think about crime, when we think about healthcare, when we think about spending and support on government programs, you say, man, this can all be alleviated if we just simply teach people how to read, because it improves their opportunity. So it does seem simple. I think there's so many other issues that plague individuals in the day-to-day activities that we forget that reading, just simply teaching our kids how to read, is the source of these issues, because we're so busy tackling the weeds at the top rather than going to the source of the soil.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I love the way you put that. Why are we afraid to modify our approach? It would seem to me that in pre-K, whatever, nursery school, whatever we're doing in public education up until the first grade or second grade, it would seem to me that all we should do is read and journal, right? Read and write. All of those other subjects that we're talking, that can come later. It's a lot easier as you mature, right, to learn how to spell and all those other things. I don't understand why we are afraid of just reading and writing in the first years of our educational process. Your thoughts?
I agree. I am not well-versed enough in the curriculum and education of the school system to critique it in terms of why that seems so difficult. To me, of course, I am very, very passionate about reading. So I think that it should be the number one priority as well. I mean, when they can read well, then they gain access to knowledge across subjects, empowering them to understand complex concepts in areas like science, history, and mathematics. So if you can't read well, then you're no longer going to be able to understand complex concepts inside science and history and mathematics. So I agree, it should be the number one priority. Why is not? You know what? We would have to talk to some of the some of the individuals who are making these decisions on setting the school curriculum and criteria. I remember, I went to a high school. I visited a high school 2 weeks ago, and I met with the principal, and he was asking for my support and how I can help. And I said, well, yeah, I don't know what I can do to help, but you want to get students to read better? I specialize in literacy. Let's put our heads together. So I started asking some questions. I said, what's your average ACT score? He said, 15. I said, oof, 15 is pretty low. 15 is very, very low. I said, okay. I said, well, what percent of your kids are reading below grade level? He said, 90%. This is a high school here. He said, 90% of his kids are reading below grade level. And he said, well, I'm at a disadvantage because by time they get to me, if they don't know how to read, we don't have any curriculum. We don't have any classes that teach individuals phonics and how to read. So if you get to the high school level and you don't know how to read, then at this point, there is no high school, and this is pretty much across the country, there's not any high school across the country that's teaching you how to read in high school. So what happens is the kids, they just get farther and farther behind, and they're never able to really develop critical thinking skills, comprehension, analytical skills that help children understand and question the world around them. So early reading instruction, it enhances memory, attention, and other cognitive abilities crucial for learning. And when we don't give kids that, then we take opportunities for economic growth, social-emotional growth, equity and opportunity. We rob them of all that. So for me and you, I think it's easy to say that, hey, we have to prioritize reading in our school system, whether it's at pre-K through 4, as well as 4 through 8, and 9 through 12. It needs to be a part of every school curriculum, making sure that we are teaching people how to read and write. Why that exists, I don't know. Why it doesn't exist, I don't know, but I know at Baldwin & Company, we're going to do everything we can to help eradicate that functional literacy and a literacy that exists within New Orleans, within Louisiana, and hopefully scale it across the entire country.
So, DJ, let's talk about this evening of discussion at Xavier University on November 15th, Ta-Nehisi Coates and Joanne Reed. Two very well-known individuals, as some would say controversial, some not so much, talking about how we can better have these discussions on tough issues like you and I were just talking about that are facing the country and around the world. What would people experience by attending this event?
I mean, I love the word that you use, facing this country, because makes me think about a quote by James Baldwin. He said, not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed that isn't faced. So I think what people are going to gain from this is the ability, the knowledge, the insight on how to have constructive discourse across divides. Because we understand that it's not natural, it's not comfortable, it's not something that we practice on a daily basis, which hurts us in our ability to have tough conversations, to be able to progress us as a society. We confront an urgent reality right now, and we are at a point in American society where we must acknowledge psychological truths about confirmation bias, especially related to emotionally charged issues. Mm-hmm. Where we are in the current zeitgeist of the moment is a very intense time of polarization and division. The only way we're going to get through this is through dialogue. And this, it begins with a conscious, concerted effort to improve our discourse on difficult issues of nationalism, classism, identity, sexism, and racism. James Baldwin has another quote. He says, people are trapped in history, and history is trapped in them. But we have to have these discussions to move us to a better future. And this conversation between two of the leading voices on history and race and just public dialogue and intellectual thought, these are two of the most prominent thought leaders that exist in the world, Ta-Nehisi Coates and Joanne Reed. This dialogue between them is not just going to inspire you, but it's going to delve into power dynamics on the human spirit's quest for freedom, making it especially relevant to the country's ongoing quest for justice and renewal, helping individuals understand how to go through the stages of comfort to discomfort to growth. And that's essentially where we want to be.
We can't get there, though, with the mindset that this is a zero-sum game, right?
Exactly.
Unfortunately, that's where we've ended up in so many different respects. And, you know, again, it's hard to move forward. I was talking about the reaction to the most recent election, both on the right and the left, and it's like, what are we doing? I mean, that this is how a democracy works. You win some, you lose some from an ideological perspective, but it's not a zero-sum game. You know, life as we know it is not coming to an end. It hasn't in the history of our democracy, and it will not, because as much as we don't want to admit it, we have matured in a lot of different ways. Is there always going to be a bias in society? There's a bias in societies that have existed thousands of years longer than ours. And, you know, so it's something that we have to face and we have to deal with as a challenge in our country, right?
Yeah, I agree. It's not a zero-sum game. Unfortunately, a lot of people think about it as being a zero-sum game, but, you know, it's like it's not pie. You know,
no.
You know, it's not. I take a piece and you get less. You know, we all can enjoy equality and justice and liberty for all. So I agree with you on that. And yeah, we're going to have tough times, but I mean, it begins with us having constructive dialogue, and we got to remember that
absolutely
all such conversations, they're an exercise in human dignity with the goal of meaningful and sustainable progress. It's not guilt-driven acquiesce or abandoning identity. Because neither of those lead to meaningful improvement. So one of the things that we want to do is we want to make sure that we're having a conversation on empathy and making sure that we're able to hear echoes of another person inside of ourselves. And I think that
absolutely
helps move forward in being disagree without being disagreeable.
Right. Thank you for joining us today. I'm sorry we're up against the clock. DJ Johnson, founder and owner of Baldwin & Company, the discussion at Xavier University on November 15th. I think that you can go to the Xavier website in order to find out more information, if my memory serves me correct. Thank you so much for joining us. Oh, the Baldwin & Company website. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Baldwin & Company.
Which is?
Go to the Baldwin & Company website. It's Baldwin.
What is the website?
Books.com. It's www.baldwinandcobooks.com.
Thank you, sir. Truly appreciate you joining us today. We will be right back. Stay with us.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.